Students received offers of third-level education courses earlier this week, and today the Higher Education Authority will publish a consultation paper on a new access strategy for those groupings of young people underrepresented in third level. This year, Dublin City University has offered its largest ever number of college places to students from disadvantaged areas. Close to 300 students have been offered a place at the university through its access programme. Well, Louise Byrne has been meeting some of those heading to study at DCU.
I logged onto my computer and I went straight onto the website and took out my journal where I had my application number written and everything, and what I saw then I really wasn't expecting to see. I had gotten my first choice, which was the multimedia course in DCU.
18-year-old Rebecca Merrigan from Ballymun in Dublin was one of the thousands of students eagerly checking on Monday morning as third-level college offers were released.
Afterwards, when I was looking at it, I was looking at the little accept button, and I was just like, I was almost afraid to touch it in case I clicked it wrong and my whole application just went out the window.
Rebecca was a participant in the Ballymun Initiative for Third Level Education, a project which links in with Dublin City University's Access Programme.
I found that very helpful coming up to the Leaving Cert, because I knew I kind of had a little tiny bit of leeway if I didn't quite get up to the mark that I thought I was going to. Back when my mum was going into secondary school herself, she kind of felt like there weren't a lot of opportunities available to her as a person from one of those areas. She's delighted for me, definitely, that there are resources, initiatives and schemes available to help me progress to third level education.
Classmates of Rebecca's at Trinity Comprehensive School, twins Leon and Tomás Dowd, were also offered places at DCU, becoming the first in their family to go to university.
Really helped us out with, you know, applying to college and finding out different routes into college, and we got to take trips to DCU all the time, and we did like shadowing day, and we got to find out about college and how to get into college.
I got 310 points on my Leaving Cert, but the course was 415. So I didn't think that any amount of reduced points could have gotten me more than 100 points off. So I had to go online to check it, and then I saw that it was true, so I obviously accepted. So yeah, it means a lot, and especially now that I'm going to a course that I want to do and moving toward a career that I've been looking forward to for a long time.
The three students have all benefited from DCU's Access Programme. Its head is Ita Tobin.
We've had our largest intake of students this year, so it'll be in excess of 10% of the undergraduate student population are from Access. In DCU, DCU put aside 10% of its places for reduced point entry to ensure that students who most need the place would benefit from it. That's a really good model, and I think that's something that should be in place in every higher education institution in Ireland.
Ita says cutbacks in guidance counselling in schools is having a noticeable impact on students from disadvantaged areas.
Certainly in DESH Band 1 schools and in urban areas in particular, I think the difficulty has been that the guidance provision, the hours, has been cut back quite considerably. And students in those schools, generally they can't come home to a parent or a sibling who has experienced third level education. So their main support is the guidance counsellor in the school. If that's not there, that's hugely problematic.
For students who do progress to third level education, the impact can be considerable.
People who've gone through the scheme very much understand, obviously firsthand, the impact that it's had on their own lives, with progression on to employment, high paid employment, employment that they otherwise would not have got into. Also on younger siblings in the family, suddenly the standard and the expectation is raised. And I think where people are given the opportunity, they will take it with both hands.
Nothing stands in my way as long as I have a good work ethic and the motivation and everything else.
No one in my family's gone on to college, and it's kind of really exciting, and my parents are definitely thrilled, and my brothers are really happy as well.
And that was Leon Dowd ending that report from Louise Byrne on DCU's Access Programme.